My beloved people, before I get started this morning, I think it's only fair to say that three of us are down today, and I'm one of them, but two of them are in bed. I'm having trouble keeping one in bed, but I'm working at it and hope that he stays in bed long enough to get better. So I will not go outside after Mass, if you will please excuse me from that. But I must bring to your attention, of course, today is Passion Sunday, and that is why you will see that the statues are covered. The gospel which we have just read has something to do with it, in that our Lord hid himself, but also, as you know, that really and truly, when you get right down to it, as of today, we begin the great period of mourning, that we are in mourning. I know at the rate of speed that we are going through from year to year, it does appear that it was only yesterday that we had the statues covered, and then we uncovered them, and the time is going so fast that we don't seem to feel the time, that the time frame in which we are. But the present time frame, of course, is a time frame of the Holy Passion of our Blessed Savior, and that we should try very hard in our own existence to get into the mood of this period of mourning. As we have said earlier, we are not simply reenacting. We're not putting on a play. We are living what is taking place. It is not just simply a dead, cold, buried drama. So we begin today the period of mourning. We are definitely in mourning. This is when our blessed Lord suffered his death. But there are feast days which come up. We can still celebrate feast days this week. Next week we cannot. We have to put them off. But this week we can still celebrate the fact that we have two huge feast days. Today actually is the 21st of March and is the feast of our Most Holy Father Benedict, but we can't celebrate it today, so we have to transfer it until tomorrow. So tomorrow we celebrate the feast of Saint Benedict. He is our patron, and therefore I certainly place us in your prayers, particularly tomorrow, that God will bless us and that the prayers of Saint Benedict will come to our assistance and get for us all the graces that we need to continue under some rather severe trials from time to time. The 25th of this week, I think it's Thursday, is the feast of the Annunciation of our Blessed Mother. This was the day when God spoke to this young girl, and you can imagine how all of creation that knew about it was breathless, waiting for the answer that was coming from this little girl. She was only about 12 or 13 years old. And this woman, this girl, had the balance of all of the creation of Almighty God in her hands when finally she says, "I will do it." It was all in her hands. This is the day when it all began. And of course it ends up 9 months later, which is Christmas Day, when our Lord is born. We have Stations of the Cross this week. And of course in today's bulletin, we are asking that you try very hard during Holy Week, which is next week, to turn the TV set off. Put a towel over it and forget about it. The TV has nothing to offer. And we have to make a choice of whether we want to listen to the Word of God or listen to the Word of the TV. So let's put first things first. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, Weather permitting, we will meet outside in front of the porch of the monastery for the procession into the church. You just simply, if the weather's not too cold, walk around outside until the bell rings, and then we congregate around the porch, as all of you, most of you know how to conduct it. So we have the blessing of the palms next Sunday and the procession into the church. The Passion of our Lord will be read, of course, at the 10 o'clock Mass. We will speak of the Easter Sunday schedule when next Sunday arrives, but it's in the bulletin right now. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Just a moment this morning. We need not hear what I have to say when applying the words that God today is of little or no consequence. And that it would be safe to assume that there are members in our own families, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, cousins, friends, who feel this way, that God is of no consequence. The entire process of the creation of Almighty God, its purpose was fulfilled in these next few days. And we have to come to an understanding of what purpose is. What is our purpose? What must we do in order to fulfill that purpose? Whereas the world on the one hand tells us, if you like it, do it. And our own church has its own problems and is always telling us, don't be such a severe judge. Go ahead, do it. Don't worry about it. You're all right. Don't worry. Everything's fine. Everything's lovely. But Jesus Christ was the second person of the Blessed Trinity. In other words, Jesus Christ was God. As much God as the Holy Ghost, as much God as God the Father, because all three persons in the Blessed Trinity are equal, as we know. He was every bit God. In his human nature, which we cannot understand this mystery, when the two came together in his one person, his divine nature remained silent. It did not speak to him as such, as we would understand it, that it would speak to him, but he was God. And if Almighty God, the Father, because he was the Son, if Almighty God demanded from Jesus Christ what Jesus Christ had to go through in order to make salvation possible for me and for you and for us, if Almighty God the Father demanded this of his own Son, what makes you think that he does not expect at least the same from us? By what right do we absolve ourselves of similar punishment. By what right? How is it that we all of a sudden do not have to give an accounting of ourselves to God? By what right? Who came and told us that we need not do this any longer? And so we've actually forgotten what it is to live a life of mortification and of penance and sacrifice. Our world is against this. And whether we like it or not, we have been infected by this fungus that tells us all the time, don't bother. Everything is all right. Don't be scrupulous. Don't overdo it. In all probability, you have not even committed a small sin. If you don't feel like it, don't bother. And so we have actually forgotten. And for most of us, the life of mortification and penance is beyond the limits of our recall, by far. And as far as the younger generation goes, they haven't the foggiest notion of what it's all about. And so we go along. And we speak of the TV. And the TV is our greatest teacher. The TV tells us every minute of every day, as soon as the switch is turned on, what does the TV tell us? You, me, I am the focal point of all things. And that all things must come to my service. I am the center of the universe. So we come to church. And the church, if it is at all working according to the regulations of its founder, the church tells us a totally different story. The church calls me an unprofitable servant. The church tells me that I am nothing. Last Sunday, I referred to us as janitors. Today, I refer to us as nothing. And relationship, and in relationship to the Creator, we are nothing. Can any one of us, simply by willing it, simply by wishing it, simply by wanting it, simply by working at it, can control our length of time by just a moment? Which one of us can do that? In my very existence, every breath I take, every move I make, everything I do depends on a power beyond. How can I stand up and speak for myself? I cannot, and yet I dare to do so. And it's because I dare to do this I see that everything around me No matter which direction I look, I see that everything is in shambles. Oh yes, I have been criticized, I have, for being negative. Perhaps I'm being negative. And then I've been told, you should not preach that the glass is half empty. Rather, should you not say that the glass is half full? And so I close my eyes to the fact that the liquid is running out. I'm not supposed to see that. I'm not supposed to acknowledge that. I'm not supposed to see what my family has done. I'm not supposed to see how my loved ones think. I'm not supposed to read the things that are presented to me. I'm just not supposed to. And I must go around life saying, everything is peaches and cream. Everything is just wonderful. I am the one that has to keep it that way, and I must close my eyes and ears to the horrible things that people, some people, weird people, sick people around me are saying. And so we look at our families. We look at divorce. We call it annulment. What's the difference? What is the difference? When somebody else does it, we call it divorce. When we do it, we call it annulment. That's rubbish. An annulment, if we must use, let's use the word divorce, give it its proper terminology. And divorce has touched almost every family that we know of. And we see children that are ripped between the love of the father and the love of the mother. And we see the father trying to buy the child. And we see the mother trying to buy the child away. And the child is growing up a monster. Is this an exaggeration? Is this being negative? And we could go on with other examples. But are we honest enough to see that these things are in fact real? I've told you on other occasions, the only reality that we must give ear to, that we must look to, that we must understand is the crucifix. That's the book that teaches us all things. And isn't it a tragedy that's almost as bad as the first tragedy when he in the flesh did hang from the cross? Isn't it a tragedy that even this book, this crucifix today, is being replaced? By a totem pole. Yes, you frown. And isn't it an even greater tragedy that this symbol, totem pole, began and is being presented in our religious houses? Of nuns, no less. And when the order was given, down with all the crucifixes, up with the totem poles. A fire, wind, what are the other two? Earth, I forget what the fourth one is. Fire, wind, earth, and something, water. So fire, wind, earth, and water have replaced Jesus Christ. And so we must go to fire, we must go to wind, we must go to water and ask them to protect us. My dear people, I am not exaggerating. I am not pulling these things out of my hat. If you don't believe me, go and do some reading. Don't take my word for it. Go read. Go research. And find out. And it is our own church that took Jesus Christ off the cross and put him down. And took a stick and put in its place. Is this being negative? If it is, write me a letter and tell me that I'm negative. This is where we are. Is it any wonder then that the mysteries, I just thought I'm not supposed to talk, I don't feel like it. Is it any wonder that the mysteries of our holy religion mean nothing? If a totem pole is the answer, it's no wonder that I do not have any time to think about him who made fire and wind and earth and water. Mother Earth, Mother Earth, and my beloved people, don't be shocked at where Mother Earth is being worshipped today. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked. And because we still insist on certain things, the principal thing being that which is on the altar, and which still holds the center place in this church. It is the center place of this church. It is that around which this church was built. And it is that which has always been the centerpiece. That has been cast aside. And now, bread seems to be sufficient. And all we can do, my beloved people, and this goes, now this is what you have to tell. Unfortunately, it's not easy. It will not be easy for you to tell your son or your daughter or your mother or your father or your brother or your sister or your friend or your neighbor. You have to tell them the same thing that our blessed Lord himself told them. In other words, we have the flesh to eat. If bread is all you want, then go and eat your bread. This is where we are. I told you I'm getting older by the minute. And the older I get, the more frightened I become, the more impatient I become, and the more of a hurry I get into, and I want to see things happen. And beating around the bush, playing ring around the rosy with words, is a waste of time. Either we accept Jesus Christ for what he is, or we reject Jesus Christ for what he is. And there is no between. East and West cannot be brought together. They never will be brought together. Only God himself can do that. We certainly can't. So, as we enter these days when reality has to be faced, this is the time, this is the moment, this is the awesome moment when heaven touched earth with a piece of wood that was bloodstained. How dare we take that and replace it? My beloved people, I repeat, if you don't believe me, go do some reading, and you will find out. And we simply cannot, we simply must stop this business of going around through life with our hands in front of our eyes. I told you some time ago, when I was talking to a certain nun, once upon a time, a good woman, she's gone to her reward, I know, because she suffered much in her day and worked much in her day. But even so, when these points were made known to her, you know what her reaction was? That won't go on the tape. But only the words go on the tape. But this is what she did. She quickly got her hands and brought them in front of her eyes. Says, "Father, Father, Father, please! I don't want to hear it. 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 I don't want to hear it." And this is the way we are with all of this. We don't want to hear it. And do we think for a second, because we don't hear it, that we will not be held accountable for it? No, 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 no. We will be held accountable for it. Be he king or pope or priest or layperson. And everything that has ever been predicted that is going to take place in our church has taken place. And there's one item, which I don't know whether you know about it or not. If you don't, I'm just going to tell you very quickly, and then I'm going to quit, because I'm not supposed to talk. Have you heard recently that there is talk afoot that we will probably have lady cardinals? Shall we call them cardinalesses? What shall we call them? And of course they will be candidates for hire. So I guess we'll have popesses, won't we? If you don't believe me, go out and read. And you will see these things. You will hear these things. Where are we in this quagmire, this cloud of unknowing that has got us all completely buffaloed? Nothing, no holes barred situation. So, I won't tell you who one of the ones that's considered to be a cardinaless is, because I think you already know. My beloved people, in spite of all of this, may you be blessed. May we be blessed. And you'd better stand tall. Because when he comes and says, "Where is he who has the faith?" I want every one of you. I want every one of us to be able to say, here am I, Lord.